102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on Swoosh. Please welcome the CEO and founder and the media communications director, Esther L. Hello, Esther.
Hello, everyone.
And to A. Knighton. Say hello, A. Knighton.
Hello, hello. How are you guys doing?
Okay, so Swoosh, S-W-O-O-C-H. I'm assuming this is an acronym.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So Esther, let's start with you. What is Swoosh?
Okay, so Swoosh, S-W-O-O-C-H, stands for Serving with Other Organizations to Change Humanity.
Okay.
It means that we're encouraging the youth to get involved, be active, and be empowered in their communities.
Okay. And how do you go about doing that? As the founder, like, what's the basis for this? Because you're quite young, if I may point out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which I am not, because I am 29 today.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so Esther, as the founder of Swoosh, why did you take this on as your initiative and found this organization in the first place?
Well, just to start off with my own personal story, as a young girl before, I had a hard time finding who I was. Growing up, having low self-esteem, and you know, my family and I, we were just brainstorming about the idea, and I was just like, you know, I was just telling them how I'm feeling.
And it's really because we found that there's a lot of negativity going on, especially with social media and the youth and so forth. So we went to see what ways can we get the youth to be positively empowered to be active in their communities. That's our mission. And so one of the major things we found was serving, teaching them how to serve, educating them,
volunteering,
teaching them on ways of cyberbullying and social media and how that's negatively impacting our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Having them serve, like recently we just did I Love Tracy Day in Tracy, California,
mm-hmm.
Where a group of our young volunteers, teenagers, even my own daughter was out there as well, and we painted, it was a park, one of the parks in Tracy, and we painted, we cleaned up
debris, parking,
and it was fun, and we engaged with other organizations that was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also what Swoosh is about.
So let's look at Swoosh as an acronym one more time. What does it stand for again?
Serving with Other Organizations to Change Humanity.
Okay, and how do these youth find you to partner and to work with you, to learn with you, to take advantage of your programs, or how do you find the youth? Just if we've got KBLX family listening right now, they're like, this is something my child would be great at, or this is something that I want to do, or I want to partner with or help. Is it a commitment? Like, is it a weekly commitment? You know, every Saturday from 5 to 2? Like, what is it tangibly actually look like?
Well, actually, there are several ways that they can get in contact with us. Number one, of course, our website, www.justswoosh.com. That's JustSwoosh.com. Also, they can email us at justswoosh@gmail.com. You can contact us by phone as well, 209-405-7916. There are ways you can contact us, because we're always doing different projects. Again, I Love Tracy was one. There's also several community projects. Special shout out to
Chamber of Commerce.
Stockton Chamber of Commerce, and also the shelter, Mary Graham Shelter in Stockton, California,
mm-hmm.
where we also, on a weekly basis, we also serve the homeless lunch at 11 o'clock at the shelter. It's men, women, and children. I'm there, and we serve them lunch. Different volunteers are always looking for volunteers. So we're always looking at ways that we can get involved, and that way the youth can get involved as well. You can also reach out to us on social media at Just Swoosh, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
You mentioned one of your platforms was cyberbullying. So since you have the radio and the television platforms through your social media outreaches,
mm-hmm.
Why cyberbullying has been one that has really worked for you, that you've really connected with?
Personally, as a youth, I had trouble. Well, I had low self-esteem because of the cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
The negativity is coming from you guys, but how can I turn that around? So I'm going to use that to become a better person. I'm going to use that for the next person.
I mean, blessed to be able to go into the schools and hold workshops and hold empowerment summits throughout not only Central Valley, but our goal is also to reach the Bay Area as well. Because we see this a lot, even on social media, to where you just constantly see, I call them trolls, in a sense, on social media, to where it's just degrade. If someone could be doing something great in the community, or just, you know, just a child that's just going to school, just trying to get good grades and, you know, live their life. And you have people that just try to tear them down constantly on social media.
And that's why we encourage them to get involved in the community. Don't get so stuck on being on your phones and social media and all that, because, like I said, it can break you down. You can get stuck, you know?
So do you choose youth, perhaps, that so you bring a kid into your fold, they're interested in giving back to the community, perhaps through a senior center or a pet center or a homeless kid shelter or whatever. So you partner with other organizations to do an event or to serve in some way, and then maybe bring some cameras out to film it for your radio and for your for your television show, so that the kid is being acknowledged for their positive work on social media by saying, you know, okay, all of this trolling and all this hate is going on, but here I am serving the community today, and I'm going to catch this on camera, and this is going to, you know, fill my shining light, and and I'm going to let the light shine out on everybody else too, and just kind of blind out those bullies.
And that's why we're so focused on the community too, because there's a lot of kids, you know, even within their own homes, they don't have anyone to talk to them, or they for them to express their feelings about, what do I do about cyberbullying? Like, you know, it to where we've had kids to where they feel like they were going to commit suicide. You know, it got that serious because they were holding all that stuff inside. And it's like, you know, we encourage the community to embrace the kids, like, you know, for them to get involved in other organizations.
We're already at 17 minutes. So if we have a listener who is interested in swooshing, who has an idea or maybe just needs some help in direction from you all, and they email you, they reach out to you, your website, justswoosh.com, the email, justswoosh@gmail.com. So they reach out to you, and then how do you kind of mold their movement or, you know, feed their shine?
We reach out to them. Once they contact us, we reach back out to them and pretty much have like a interview of just a couple of questions of, well, what are your interests in? What would you like to do? How can you best serve your community? And if they say, well, I'm not sure, and then we'll say, well, we can do either, there's community service projects, and here's a list here that we are actively involved. There's also, if there's something that we can't serve, for instance, one of our partners in the Tracy area is UNEED2 program, where they help the youth understand how to do computer programming. And that's something that we can do in our organization, but we're connected with other organizations that can. So if there's an interest that, something that we can help, there's another organization that we're connected with that can very well help them in that area. So we're pretty much, in a sense, it's kind of like the linker, the bridge or the gap, in a sense, to where if someone wants to, let's say, oh, I want to do get involved into performing arts or volunteer in that area. Well, I myself am also a playwright, so I have resources in that area as well, and another organization that can help in that area. And so, in a sense, we're kind of like the resource pool, if that makes sense.
Totally.
And that's why Swoosh TV comes into Swoosh Radio, because with us linking up with other organizations, they get to tell us, like, what they do, how they can be founded, how, you know, how they can get involved, how they can be volunteering.
So you can promote those different organizations that you partner with.
And also, too, we've had high school students who need volunteer hours. If we have a volunteer project coming up, we'll say, okay, hey, on this Saturday we have, we're serving at the Boys and Girls Club or at the Senior Center. I'm here. You can get a couple hours there, and we can get to where you can sign off and get those volunteer hours. Or if they said, well, we're not having anything as of yet, but here's another organization you can connect with that's doing something actively right now that you can get those hours. So certain things like that we've also encountered to where if anyone wants to get involved, we can steer them in the right direction, or they can join along with us on what we're doing as well.
And what ages would you say that you most often serve, or that you
I mean, it starts from young adults, so probably like 12 to about 25, but we really don't have a limit. You know, anyone could get involved, any age, any
our target demographic is we call them teens and tweens, which is ages 12 to college age, about 20, 23, 24. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we've also had kids from ages 7 to 9 mm-hmm. get involved and want to do things, whether it be even just picking up debris on you know, at a local park and, and those type of things, of course, with parent supervision. But those type of things that we've encountered as well.
Right.
So our target audience is teens and tweens and young adults. But at the same time, we've had older people get involved and also
younger
people get involved as well. So, of course, you don't want to say it's open to everyone because, you know, that does cast a wide net.
Sure.
But at the same time, we open our main focus is the young adults to college age as well. And, the, of course, with the college age youth, we encourage them to get active so that way they can, if they want to start a career or learn how to develop their own nonprofit or learn how to be able to host their own, since everyone's a YouTuber now, host their own YouTube show and those type of things, different things to where they can get involved as well and be able to start their own careers. And we've seen that as well.
Okay. Just Swoosh, KBLX Nation. So the website again is justswoosh.com. Just, Swoosh, SWOOCH.com. And it's serving with other organizations to change humanity. A community surf-based a community service-based organization encouraging the youth to become involved, empowered, and active in their communities. All right. Esther L., the CEO and founder, A. Knighton, Media and Communications Director of Swoosh. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming
in
today.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
And if we might add, we are looking for a donor, you know, donations, sponsors.
Sponsors, mentors volunteers. As well.
Volunteers.
Absolutely.
Yes. We're trying to make it to where, because Swoosh is so broad and so big, we want to have like one-stop shop, a space to where everyone could just come to the Swoosh building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, resource building for where we could do workshops, do the TV, the Swoosh TV, the Swoosh radio, everything.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you have a youth that you would like to get involved, or if you would like to volunteer, or you would like to partner, donate, mentor, just swoosh at gmail.com is the email. 209-405-7916 is the phone number. And again, the website is justswoosh.com. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spot, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.